Doubting Thomas, written and read by Maurice Gleitman.
For the first 10 minutes of Nan's birthday dinner, Thomas didn't have a single itchy nipple. Not when he and the others trooped into the restaurant, not when they were shown to a table, not when they were given menus. Thomas's nipples behaved themselves right up until Nan turned to him with a loving smile. "So, Thomas," said Nan, "how are you?" Thomas hesitated. Across the table he could see Mum and Dad looking nervous, silently instructing him not to give Nan a heart attack or order anything too expensive from the menu. "Fine, thanks, Nan," said Thomas. Almost immediately his nipples exploded into a massive itch. "Don't scratch them," Thomas told himself. "Keep smiling." He just managed to. Instead of doing what he desperately wanted to do, run through the crowded restaurant, tear off his best T-shirt, fling himself into the restaurant kitchen, relieve his nipples with a cheese grater. Whew, the itch was fading. "And how are you, Alicia?" said Nan. "Doing well at school?" "Very well, thanks, Nan," said Alicia. "I came top in Year 10 science, 99.99%. Thomas winced even before his nipples went into more itchy spasms. That was a big lie, even for Alicia. He could see Mum and Dad wincing too, wishing Alicia wouldn't be quite so kind and considerate about Nan's feelings. "I'd have got 100%, continued Alicia, "if I hadn't texted Garth during the exam." "Garth?" asked Nan. "Who's Garth?" There was a long silence, filled only by the clattering and chattering from the other tables. Said Alicia, "my dog." "Let's look at our menus," said Dad hastily. Good idea, thought Thomas, except he couldn't even pick his up. Not while he was sitting on his hands waiting for yet another double-strength itch attack to fade. Thomas stared at the garlic prawns hissing in little oven bowls on the next table. He saw how bulging the prawns' eyeballs were. They looked like they were desperate for a good scratch too. Thomas's nipples finally calmed down. Nan looked up from her menu. "And how about you, Brian and Shirley?" she said to Mum and Dad. "How's work?" "Good," said Mum. "Good," said Dad. Thomas felt his nipples go garlic prawn again. He knew Mum and Dad weren't telling the truth. Every day when they got home from work, he saw how unhappy and stressed they were. They tried to put on a brave face, but Thomas could tell they were faking it by the way they were always dropping fish fingers and burning peas. Now he knew exactly how the peas felt.